The next patient is Charles Miller. The last name is M-I-L-L-E-R. Charles is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white male originally from Maine, who spent the winter time in Florida. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, more than 30 years. And interestingly, this patient had a hemoglobin creatinine ratio that is less than 30. The patient has been seen a cardiologist up north in the state of Maine with regularity, and there is a history of orthostatic hypotension that has been treated with the administration of Florinef. F-L-O-R-I-N-E-F, period. According to the information given by the wife, the echocardiogram 3 months prior to coming down to Florida was normal. But she has not been noticing that Mr. Miller is getting progressively weaker. Decided to come to Florida the first week in January of 2024. After the long trip, the patient was exhausted, was short of breath, and decided to come to a hospital where he was found with irregular heartbeat and the echocardiogram had an ejection fraction of 20 to 30%. There was also a cardiac catheterization that require placement of stents in the anterior descending and right coronary arteries. He had two sessions of cardiac catheterization with the administration of dye, and the patient comes to the office to see whether or not there was impairment of the kidney function. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on March the 1st of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.6, the BUN-19, and the estimated GFR is 43. There is a slight deterioration of the kidney function. However, the proteinuria in the dipstick was traced. We haven't had a reassessment with that albumin creatinine ratio in the urine. In any event, the patient has been taking Jardiance, which I think is more than appropriate. Period. I have to also consider the possibility of a cardiorenal syndrome in this slight deterioration of the kidney function. The patient is with a life vest, and they are planning to go back to Maine. For the summer period. The recommendations given to the patient are a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction that is around 40 ounces in 24 hours, but more importantly, the use of the diuretics according to the body weight of 175 pounds. If the body weight is above 175, he's supposed to take the diuretic. And restrict the fluid intake until he maintains 175 with that. We know he's hemodynamically stable. Number two, the patient has adrenal insufficiency. By history, however, he's not taking any supplements at the present time. I am going to leave up to the family practice or the evaluation of the cortisol levels to see whether or not cortisol levels and ACTH to see whether or not he needs supplementation. Following number, the patient has hypotension that has been treated with the administration of midodrine, 2.5 milligrams twice a day. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the patient is treated with Januvia, metformin, and lately the administration of Jardiance. Following number, the patient has ischemic cardiomyopathy. He has been given Prasugrel, P-R-A-S-U-G-R-E-L, 10 milligrams once a day. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, anemia that is related to the probably the hospitalization, poor intake, and procedures. It needs to be followed closely. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Following number, memory impairment suspected of senile dementia versus Alzheimer's. The patient is returning back to Maine, and if he eventually comes back, he was advised to give us a call in advance in order to fit him in our schedule.